In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. I was blind and now I can see. Today we are the sixth week of the Holy Land. And now we are too close to the cross. And we are too close to end and to finish the Holy Land. And we can enjoy, if we not enjoyed yet by the Holy Land and fasting, we have to know that the fast and the Holy Land, it's exactly like a journey. And we use the two trails as fasting and prayer. We will pass through many stations. By the end, we will meet God on the cross and we will meet God in heaven. The aim or the target during the Holy Land is the repentance. And that's why today we have to remind ourselves, if we are not repented yet, we have to repent. That's why go through all the weeks quickly. The pre-Lent, we read the Matthew 6, 1 to 18, which is our church tried to emphasize that we have three things very important: charity, fasting, and prayer. Then going to the first Sunday, which is Matthew 6, 19 to 33, which is treasures. And the church tried to tell us, like, you have to gain some virtues during the fast. The second Sunday is Matthew 4, 1 to 11, the temptation. However, you'll pass through your fast. You take care, but because we have, maybe you have some temptation and some troubles. The third Sunday, this is the three first Sundays. And it's only trying to explain us about the what exactly the fast. Then the three other readings, the church tried to explain to us that however you are far from God, there is the aim of the fasting is repentance. That's why the third Sunday we read Luke 15, 11 to 32, the prodigal son. You taste is a person who was in the church and he left. He tastes how God is sweetie, but he left. But still, the father opened his arms and he needs the son come back to his bosom. However, I am far now, but I was in the church. I still have the hope because my father is still waiting me. The fourth Sunday is Samaritan woman. That's John 4, 1 to 42. This person never tasted God, always far from God. But still God opened the repentance, to repent and open his arms to come to his bosom. And he went to this woman. The fifth Sunday, John 5, 1 to 18, the man at pool with a paralyzed. However, you spend your life at 38 at sin, but don't worry, God is helping you. But he's only asking you about one question. You need to heal or no? And I have to answer yes. If not, he will pass. Then I have to find in myself that I need to repent. I need to come back to God. And finally, the sixth Sunday for today, not finally, but sixth Sunday, which today? John 9, 1 to 38, the man born blind. From now and the other readings, it only explained to us that without Jesus, you can't do anything. That's why it explained today that he told him, go and wash your eyes. And which is strange because God can put his hands only on his eyes and he can heal him. But why you have to wash? Because I have to pass through the baptism and I have to clean myself from the sinning first. Then I'm going to the Palm Sunday, I'm using that God is my king. and going to the crucifixion during the Holy Week, and I have to renew the water, to renew my incorruption, my corruption nature, by God, by coming to the church and take His body, because He gave us His body and His blood on the cross. And this is our journey. And even if I'm going back to the blind man, or the man who was born blind, in Ephesians 1:18-19, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the epistle of St. Paul, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. That's why what we will do today, we have to know what is exactly the eyes. When the one, the meaning of eyes, if I'm asking God to open my eyes, which eyes I have to be open? And why I have to open my eyes? The first one is I have to may know Him better. If I'm asking now, what you know about God? In Job 42:5, it's written, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. I heard about Jesus Christ. The Greek language to know, the name of know, there is many meanings of know. This one, in this verse, the meaning of knowing Him deeply. I heard about Him, but I never see Him, and I need to see Him. If I need to know God, to know Him better, there's three levels. The first level is I have experience. Yeah, I heard some experience about God, and I can explain to others. But still, I can't see Him. And the level of knowledge. I'm coming to the church, I take the communion, and I'm reading the Bible, I'm praying. But I'm still here. I can't see God. The third level is the level of wisdom. The level of wisdom is exactly that I have to make a relationship with God by staying with Him more and to pray. If I can't pray, if I have no time to spend with God, it means that I have nothing. I still have a problem. I can't see Him. That's why we have to understand this. We have to know that we have to go to God and spend the time with Him. St. John Chrysostom said, we pray not to inform God or instruct Him, but to become intimate with Him. This is the level, the higher level, to know God. If I need to open my eyes, and I'm asking Him to open my eyes, then I have to understand that I have to spend more time with Him. That's why we think a lot about one which is named the sweet hour of prayer. And what the meaning of power of prayer also too. When I do a relationship, I make a relationship me with God, He gives me the grace. He gives me the blessings. And I have the power. The eyes of your heart flooded with light. And the question is, if I have my heart had eyes, no. But to open the eyes of my heart, It means mean different. The eyes of my heart, it's me and you. If I'm asking God to please open my eyes, and I have to open my heart in first, and I have to live with Him. And the problem that when my heart is closed, and I can't hear anything, still closed, I can't see Him, all my choices are done. And day by day, I put a wall between me and between God. That's why I have to know that Jesus Christ is in the middle, in the center of my life. This is my question. The Christ in the middle or an edge? If the life, and I'm busy all the time, and I'm asking God to open my eye, I need to spend more time with you, God, I need to see you, but the problem is still everything earthly, still in the center of my life. I'm not thinking about God a lot. I'm not talking to Him. That's why it's very important to know where is God in my life, in the center or at edge. If I can say that exactly the living with Christ is the same like as a soccer game. Some players go and play inside, and some people are outside on the bench. And by the end of the game, the time is finished. And I can't go back to the game. If I need to ask God to open my eyes, I have to know Him in first by spend more time with Him. And to know Jesus Christ more, and to put Jesus Christ in the middle, at the center of my life. Then what He will do for me? If I'm doing all of this, what you said, okay, I put my Jesus Christ in the center of my life. I try to know Him more. I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to tell Him, please open my eyes. And what He will do? Let's see what He did with the blind man. In first, He told him, He put the clay and He create new eyes for him. That's why St. Paul in his epistle said that He will give you a lot. For example, blessed with every spiritual blessing, chosen in Christ, predestined to be adopted as sons, recipient of His grace, redeemed through His blood, forgiveness of sins, wisdom and understanding, God's plan made known to us, chosen and predestined, included in Christ, sealed by the Holy Spirit, given the earnest of the Spirit. I'm very rich. If I understand and recognize who is God, I will be very rich. He will give me a lot. He will create a new eyes for me, not only to open my eyes. If I'm asking Him, please, I need to see you. No, Habibi, I will give you new eyes. I will give you a lot of graces, a lot of blessings, but you didn't taste how I am, sweetie. You didn't taste to go to your room and to close the door and to pray and to talk to me. And this is the problem. And what He will provide? He will provide the power. When I read the gospel of the man, this man blind, I don't know how he replied and he answered the Pharisees all these questions. This man was depending on the others. He was begging. He had nothing to do. He's very weak. But from where you receive this power to answer the people? You have no fear? No. I have no fear. I will never scare from anything because God create for me a new eyes. He create new eyes. Then if some trouble come to my life or any temptation or someone like make a trouble for me, I will never scared or never I have no fear, because He create for me new eyes, and He gives me the power. And finally, the God had promised is what? He told him, go and wash, and He create for him new eyes. And finally, by the end of the story, he saw Jesus Christ. And I can say, and we have to say all together, we can't wait to go home. Our home is the heaven. Our home is not here. And we have the hope that we will meet Him. That's why he said, St. Paul said, the riches of His glory is inherited in the saints. The saints know very well that by the end of the day, they will meet Him in heaven. The glory of the heaven where Jesus Christ and we will meet Him face to face. We don't know exactly what the heaven. St. John tried to explain to us what he saw. But when the blind man saw Jesus Christ, I think that he was very happy. And I think that he had an imagination about the face of God, or the face of Jesus Christ, who created for him new eyes. He tried to imagine. But I think that when he saw him, he saw more than imagination, beyond his dreams and beyond his imagination. That's why he said, I was blind, but now I see, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us into Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried the third day, rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, sits at the hand of his Father. He is coming again, he is going to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, and the Father and the Son's worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead. life of the coming age.
Schnell, es log in Sohn.
Ebbe Bosef Christa, Siete.
Ere Passi.
Get up, Nemmatis.